This factory on the outskirts of Shanghai normally produces around 300,000 bicycles every month. It counts U.S. department store Walmart among its many international clients. But because of a strict coronavirus lockdown, it's been forced to close for 4 weeks. Confined to his home, manager Lei Ge worries about his 2,000 workers and his bottom line.
To be honest, it's very difficult for them. I would like to pay a little bit more, but you know, the loss for the company is also big. I don't know how am I going to survive after this, but I will try to survive after this.
Authorities in Shanghai say a new round of testing will decide whether neighborhoods can begin opening up. Most of the city's 25 million residents remain locked down. It sparked anger and protest in the commercial center. Here, people are heard banging pots and pans from their apartment windows. One woman screams, "Give me back my freedom." Still, Chinese leaders insist on maintaining a zero COVID-19 policy.
They are trying to contain the public discontent, but we are still working with a Leninist system, which means that it is the target that has been set by the top leadership, which is of paramount importance for cadres responsible for any of those specific policies. Public discontent comes much lower in the list of priorities for them to meet.
There have been complaints of food shortages, the separation of families, and the killing of pets by health workers. But analysts say any political blame is likely to fall on low-level officials, not President Xi Jinping or top Beijing ministers. In the capital, authorities are doing all they can to prevent a citywide lockdown. People have stocked up on supplies, bracing for the results of 3 rounds of mass testing conducted this week. More than 100 infections have been recorded, resulting in the closure of some schools, entertainment venues, and tourist sites. Dozens of neighborhoods have been barricaded. The heavy-handed measures resemble those imposed during the early days of the pandemic. More than 2 years on, many are questioning whether the cure is worse than the disease itself. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.